morning time, new dawn, new day, new start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson H. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, reloaded, and be prepared as you plunge into your new day. God bless you. Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you, Lord, for all the benefits and the blessings attached to life. Dear God, be thou exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, we come just as we are this very day before the throne of mercy. Having nothing to hide, we hereby confess every of our sins and iniquities before you. Father, please have mercy, forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, spirit, soul, and body, and make us whole from all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, we apply for grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. Dear God, please lead us, guide us, other steps, direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptation this day in the name of Jesus. All our good undertakings, Lord, we commit to your able care today. Bless and prosper those that are not in any form contrary to your will for us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning once again. God bless you. Please, just according to my promise, during the last episodes of the topic we are treating, which is curses or the curses, or the curses rather, I promise that we cannot treat a topic like this without us doing a little prayer after it, that we should pray either with two or three episodes to do the follow-up to this very wonderful topic that we have treated so far. And true to that promise, this morning I want you to follow me in as I open my Bible, by God's special grace, to the book of 2 Chronicles. Let's start from Proverbs first. Proverbs 26 verse 2, which says, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curseless shall not come. This verse, we use it very well during the course of this topic, telling us about the fact that curse will not just come without any reason. A causeless curse will not affect any man or woman. Now, for any curse to have effect in any man or woman, then there might have been a cause, a foothold, a landing space for that curse to, you know, to land in such a life. Now, let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter number 7, and we read verse 13 and 14 by God's special grace. I read from the King James Version as well. The Bible says, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I heal, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Hallelujah. The Lord has promised to heal us of any form of curse at all that we might be battling with. You know, I gave the way out when I was actually rounding up. You see, this place is talking about those who have repented of their sins. You see, those who are the children of the living God. Say, my people, if my people. So the place to start from this morning as we pray against curses is we are starting to go back to the root cause of that very curse. So we are going to first confess our sins. Say, if my people will dare to just humble themselves, if they will humble, you know, themselves, and they come to me in prayers, can you see? He said he will forgive their sins and thereby heal their land. You want to go to God this morning? You see, I don't care any kind of curse that is obtainable in your life. God is powerful to destroy any type of it, because the blood of Jesus is potent enough to destroy curses. Go before God this morning. Let's go and confess every of our sins, whatever sin, the sins of our own personal sins, our ancestors' sins, our parental sins, that has opened doors for curses to ravage our life, for curses to land and have influence over our lives. Let's begin to confess every of our sins in the name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, this morning, I come before the throne of mercy, having nothing but just to plead for mercy. I have no defense. I have no defense before you. I have nothing to stand upon than to come and stand upon the blood of Jesus and to plead for mercy this morning, Lord. And I confess every of my personal sins that have constituted problem into my life. That has opened doors for curses to affect my life. Either curse I inherited, either hidden curses or known curses or unknown curses, or whatever ones, either the curse I caused myself or the one I inherited from my parents, or the one that was transferred, or the one that was heaviously laid upon me. Oh Lord, whatever reasons, whatever sin it is that has opened door for this in my life, this very morning, Lord, I hereby plead for mercy. Have mercy. Forgive me, oh Lord. Lord, have mercy and forgive me in the name of Jesus, my Father, my Maker. Forgive me, O Lord, of every form of sin it is, my personal sins. O Lord, please have mercy, forgive me. The one I committed, knowingly or unknowingly, Lord, the one I committed, willingly or unwillingly, Father, please have mercy. All the sins I am ignorant of up to this very moment, that I don't even know that I committed them, and that has constituted to this very problem I'm talking about this morning, opening door for curses to land upon my life. Lord, please have mercy. Dear God, have mercy. Show me mercy, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Your word says mercy prevails over judgment. Your word says in your wrath, O Lord, remember mercy. This morning, I plead for mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Forgive me, O Lord. Have mercy, O Lord. Forgive me, O Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Forgive me, O Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Forgive me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. I confess the sins of my parents. Yes, my parental sins. The sins of my father. The sins of my mother. I also confess them, O Lord, this morning. Dear God, please have mercy, forgive me in the name of Jesus. I hereby confess the sins of my ancestors. Yes, the lineages where I come from, father side, mother side. Father, please have mercy, forgive the sins of my community where I grown up. Father, please have mercy, forgive me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, dear God. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. We are going the second time, but this time around, we are pleading the blood of Jesus upon our spirit, soul, and body, that the blood of Jesus should flow, cleanse us spirit, soul, and body, and make us whole. It should heal our land. The Bible says he will forgive our sins and he will heal our land. So we need wholeness in our life now. The land, the ground of our lives need the touch of God. We are going to pray. But you plead the blood of Jesus. Say, blood of Jesus, flow over my spirit, flow over my soul, flow over my body right away. Yes, wash me clean and make me whole from every form of sins, from every form of pollution, from every form of contamination, from every form of defilement of sins that sin has caused into my life. Blood of Jesus, from every form of damage that sins has unleashed upon my life. Blood of Jesus, cleanse me this morning and make me whole in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, cleanse and make me whole in the mighty name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, cleanse me, Lord, make me whole. Cleanse me and make me whole. I hold on to the efficacy of the blood. I apply the efficacy of the blood, yes, as medication against every damage that has been done to my life by sins of any type. Oh, blood of Jesus, cleanse me, make me whole. Make whole my life. Let make my life whole again. Make my life whole again. Make my life whole again. Let the efficacy of the blood, yes, speak so loudly. The Bible says there is a blood that speaketh better things than that the blood of Abel. The speaking blood of Jesus. Oh, yeah, speak better things to my life. Speak deliverance. Speak wholeness. Speak total overhauling. And speak wholeness into my life this day in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, we are speak over my life in the name of Jesus. Speak deliverance, speak deliverance, speak deliverance, speak redemption into my life, speak redemption into my life, and speak wholeness into my life. In the name of Jesus, make me whole. Blood of Jesus, make me whole. 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 In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. We are still going to pray again, please. We are going to ask the blood of Jesus. You are going to ask God to use the blood of Jesus to renovate our life. To use the blood of Jesus to renew our life. Every form of damage, every form of damage or damages that have been done into our lives, that blood of Jesus, renew them now. Let renew them now. Let there be divine restoration through the power and the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, I pray again, Lord, for the power that are in the blood of Jesus, yes, to restore my life, to make whole my life from every form of damage that my life have ever suffered. Yes, Lord, as a result of one sin or the other, Lord, let the blood of Jesus renew my life, restore my life. Let there be divine restoration, total renewal of my life, of my spirit, of my soul, of my body. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, renew my life and restore my life. Let there be total restoration. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. We are going to pray right away. We are going to plead the blood of Jesus to flow down to the foundation of our lives. That blood of Jesus flow down deep the foundation of my life and then root out any form of curse that is affecting my life, that has ravaged my life. Oh, blood of Jesus, root them out this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I hold on to the weapon of the blood of Jesus and I plead the blood of Jesus to flow like hurricane deep down the foundation of my life, in all ramifications, in all phases of my life. Let the blood of Jesus flow deep down the foundation, yes, in the name of Jesus, and root out every form of curse, whatever form of curse that has ravaged my life, that has plagued my life, that has destroyed my life. Blood of Jesus, begin to root them out today. Root them out this morning in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, root them out, 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 let them be uprooted by the power in the blood of Jesus from their root cause. Oh yeah, root them out, blood of Jesus, root them out from the root, from the root, from the source, from the foundation. Yes, blood of Jesus, root out everything called curse in my life, the known one, the unknown one, hidden curses, open curses, whatever form of curse it is, oh blood of Jesus, root them out. All curses, oh yeah, root them out of my system, root them out of my blood, root them out of my foundation, root them out of my destiny, root out of my life. In the name of Jesus, the blood of atonement, the blood of Jesus, the efficacy of the blood of Jesus, root them out, 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 root them out. Thank you, dear God. In Jesus, the most prosperous name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, God bless you. Because of time, let me pray with you. I pray for you this very day by the power in the blood of Jesus, that that source, the source of every curse in your life, is dried up by the power and the efficacy in the blood of Jesus this day in the name of Jesus. I pray your life free of every form of curse in the name of Jesus. As from today, every curse is turned to blessing in the name of Jesus. Instead of negative effect, you begin to see positive effect in your life, because those curses, just like in the Bible says in the book of Nehemiah chapter 13 verse 2, the Lord turned those curses unto blessing for you in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can continue the prayer. You can pray more fervently over this issue. Curses are not to be joked with. Yes, they are not to be joked with. So don't weak at all. God bless you. You can contact me through the email, johnsonayojulius@gmail.com, or reach out to me through WhatsApp or the Telegram from this number, +233 202 749 915. Exploit this very wonderful day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.